Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with the two top colleagues in the world, me, Rosie Ramsey, and my other, my colleague.
Top colleagues.
Christopher Ramsey.
Top colleagues.
Colleagues who sometimes kiss.
On the lips, everyone. You heard it here first. Basically, it's because for years, for quite a few episodes, probably 200, probably more, I would say, the number of the episode, then I would say I love you and we'd do a little fist bump and then we'd start. But today, because you've been irritating us, I said it's episode 238 and I tolerate you as a colleague.
I've been irritating Chris, right, because I've been giving him some truth bombs and he can't handle the truth.
It's when they come out of nowhere.
It's domestic. Like, you just don't need to know. It's not interesting domestic, so we'll not tell you about it.
I'm sure they want
to
know.
No, they don't want to know. Listen.
My main...
Come on. No, what?
That's just my main problem with you being... You've got two jumpers on. You've got a shawl
on. Oh, nah. This is... Okay.
Fucking, and you're literally fornicating with an oil radiator next to you.
I'm sorry, right? Am I dying?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're so
cold. Cannot get warm.
I can't get warm
at the minute.
It's so annoying.
It's not that cold. What's the degrees? What's the temperature? What is the temperature?
Imagine. Can you imagine? Welcome to BBC News and Weather. Now over straight, just before we get to the sport, over to the weather. What's the degrees? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you what the fucking degrees are. What a moron.
I've got aeroplane mode on. I can't even get...
You can't even tell the degrees.
Nah. Right, okay. Question.
Yeah?
Aeroplane. What is it?
Well, obviously we're probably wrong, but we say aeroplane mode, don't we?
Yeah.
Or do I say aeroplane? I think I say aeroplane mode.
What is it though? What are they called? Are they called airplanes or aeroplanes? Oh, Jesus. Because I know that Robin used to call... Well, he still does the aeroport, which
aeroport.
Is really fucking annoying.
Dead cool.
But is it aeroplane or airplane? I think it's airplane.
Airplane?
Is it not aeroplane?
Right.
Chris, man!
I'm
either really clever or stupid. I can't work it out. I think I'm a genius trapped inside a thick old body.
I do believe a genius wouldn't think that. Right, let's just quickly Google this. Give us a second here.
Get that oil radiator closer to my pussy!
That's awful, by the way. I was busy typing there. Airplane or aeroplane? Airplane and aeroplane are both English terms. Airplane is predominantly used in America. American English. Mm-hmm. While aeroplane is predominantly used in British English.
Okay, so that is just me knowing deep down that I've been taught aeroplane, but because I watch a lot of American stuff, I could say airplane. So there you go. So there, we've come to it. Yeah,
killed a couple of seconds, didn't
we? Yeah, welcome to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid.
Good
What's
stuff.
What's your sponsor? Dickface.
Oh, wow. That's offensive. Yeah. But let's crack on. It's episode... Where's my notes gone? There they are. It's episode 238. Thank you for coming. Thank
Can't
you for being
it.
Here. Thank you for being part of this ball of shit. Thank you for being
Excuse
part of this
me?
Ball of shit.
This is some of my best work.
Down a hill and gathering more shit as it goes. Twigs, bits of hair, other bits of shit.
Dawn, you love it. We love this.
I absolutely love it. It's
do you know we went through a state? We're going to let you into a little secret here,
Hold on,
right?
What secret are we going to let them into?
Well, I'm letting you into a secret of mine.
Right, and
the pandemic?
I'm letting you into as well.
Remember the pandemic?
I don't remember that. I must have blanked it
out. Well, we did the podcast during the pandemic, which is actually where we gained most of our listeners, right?
Yeah.
Not going to lie to you, we were both absolutely fucked during that. Like mentally, physically, everything. And... I did enjoy the podcast. It was good, but I enjoy it more now. Well, I enjoy it much more.
But it was
now.
Our people. So the best thing people ever say it was is that it got them through it because it was a really tough time, unprecedented in people's lives.
Absolutely.
In recent memory, but it got us through as well.
Yeah.
Weirdly, but look, you've really lowered the tone.
All right, sorry.
You've really lowered the tone, and I'm sure we've told them that before. That secret that you've just packaged that up as a secret. I'm sure we've banged on about that before. Yes. Charlatan.
It's a secret.
Honestly,
do you have many secrets?
Do I have many secrets? Mm. Wow, what a weighted question that is.
Why?
Just like, do I have many secrets? Well, if I said yes, I'd be giving away my secrets, wouldn't I?
No, at least I'd be letting you know how many secrets. I don't ask secrets.
Well, why are you? Right. Well, asking someone how many secrets they've got is a gateway drug to asking them what their secrets are.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it is definitely. Honestly, you are on one today. Like,
I've got a few secrets.
Spy much? You've got a few secrets, have you?
Yeah.
Come on then, tell one.
No,
tell one, or you're lying.
Nah.
If you can't prove a secret now, then you're lying.
All right. Secret?
Yeah.
Secret number one?
Yeah.
Put me tan on this morning.
Yeah.
I think I might have gone a bit too into me bum crack, and I've got a really itchy arsehole. <It's> wet.
Can I unask? Can I possibly unask the secret? That's dreadful, that. That's dreadful.
I'm going to start a new podcast, right?
All right.
And I'm just going to just tell everyone secrets.
Just tell them on here. Just tell them on here. It's fine.
I want to start my own. I want to hear this weird.
Listen,
we're in weird little moods.
Listen, we are in weird moods, but it's all good. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, for all the dads out there and the mams, this week's sponsor is... Building a den.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Saturday or Sunday morning. Daddy, can we build a den? You know what that means? It means, Daddy, can you build a fucking den? Can you build a fucking den? We'll go and get all the cushions and duvets from all over the fucking house. We'll drag the duvet along the hallway, over the mat, past the shoes. Excellent. Oh, there's all your pillows from upstairs. They're going on the doormat as well at the bottom of the stairs. Excellent. Drag them round. Put them in the living room. Look, the den's been made. Oh, let's eat and drink in the den. Great. Let's put food and liquids all over that shit that shouldn't have food and fucking liquids on it. Yeah. Brilliant. Can we climb on top of it? No, you fucking can't. How well do you think I built this den? It's a duvet in between two chairs. No, you can't climb on top of it. Don't be surprised when it collapses. It's not structurally sound enough for your... fucking chunky climb on top of it, you little tosser.
Ray fully thinks that you Bang have made in. An absolute, like, full-on house.
Can't, it's not a structural, you can't, it won't hold your fucking weight. Get off it. Get off that chair. And,
it's a fitted sheet.
Fitted sheet stretched over two stools.
The fact, right?
Oh,
you know, I'm normally pretty easygoing with the kids, and I'm like, whatever. The fact that they've just started getting all of the pillows and cushions and quilts from around the house is so irritating.
It's crazy. Crazy.
So annoying. But I mean, it really brings them together as brothers.
It
really does.
It's literally
for 20 minutes.
Not even 20 minutes. Not even 20 minutes. Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear the tagline?
Oh, come on then. The joke.
No, not the joke.
Were you getting the funny bit?
No, wow. You've just been laughing. You've just been laughing. What a shithead thing to say. You've just been laughing. It's their slogan. It's their slogan. You ready? You ready? Building a den. Half an hour of work, 5 minutes of fun, then another hour of work.
Yeah. It is. It's bullshit. Like,
nightmare.
And then they had a bedroom each in the den, didn't they?
Oh,
they had a bedroom each, but because Robin was in his bedroom in the den reading a book. Rafe couldn't bear that he wasn't next to Robin because he's a bit obsessed with him at the minute, and so he was like climbing through the wall. But obviously that pissed Robin off,
and that dropped the roof.
And Robin at the minute has no sort of. He just doesn't give a shit that Rafe's only two, and he will actually hit him full force.
Yeah,
and I'm like, are you? Shitting me, like you can't do that.
Yeah,
but he is only seven, I guess.
We'll forget. But look, dens, good idea at the time.
Don't bother.
Immediate fucking regret.
Yeah.
Ugh, I am fucking good at building dens. I'll give myself that.
Yeah.
Pat myself on the back.
Really did.
Oh well, then play the jingle. Let's crack on to this.
The jangle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed. As always, it's just wonderful to have you back, so thank you for coming.
It is. Thank you. And relax. We're all good. This is safe space. Hello, happy days, etc.
Yeah.
Etc. What's going on?
I was just looking through my notes then, and there's something I forgot to tell you.
Because we don't tell each other stuff. As we've said before, we write it down, we tell it later on. Yep.
I was on the train without you recently. I know, brilliant. Can't believe it.
Cheating.
And so, bear in mind, we get the train and transport quite often.
Yeah.
This has never happened before. Okay. And it was really, really weird. And it shouldn't have been weird, but it was, right? So I had my hair down on the train.
Yeah.
And I was sat down on the train. I just had my hair down, right?
Okay.
I was sat on the train.
Yeah.
And then the bloke behind me got up and he put his hand on my headrest.
Right. Say this again. So you're sitting down, your hair's down. A bloke behind gets up, puts his hand on your headrest.
On the headrest.
For traction, to stand
up. Yeah, to stand up.
Yeah.
I moved forward because he had his hand like on my hair.
Right.
And he proper ragged me hair. Like really pulled me hair. And I was like, oh, woo. And he didn't apologise or anything.
Wow.
And it was just a very odd situation. I was like, you've just pulled my hair.
You must have heard this podcast.
Why?
You must know who you are.
Oh, do you think?
He's like, fuck you.
Do you think?
Nah, I'm joking.
It was really weird. I was like, why has he not said sorry about that?
Do you know some people I've noticed this in life. Some people come across as total dickheads and sometimes they're just really embarrassed and really shy.
So do you think he was embarrassed?
He might not have known what the fuck to say.
Okay.
Like, how embarrassed something you've just accidentally pulled a woman's hair. But like some
people, I grabbed it. It was weird.
So my immediate thing is, oh my god, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Over explain. I'll put my hand on there to stand up because I hurt my leg doing BJJ. I do BJJ, you know. And my name's Chris.
Verbal diarrhea make
it fucking worse.
Yeah.
And other people's immediate thing is fuck this, silence, stoic, move.
Yeah.
So and it comes across as rude, but so many times I meet people and I think, oh, you're a bit of a bell end, and then I think, oh, actually no, you just hate interacting with people.
Yeah. Do you want another observation?
Last one wasn't an observation, which is just talking about touching your hair, but yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
just don't package things as something.
Well, this is just wrote underneath that.
Okay.
Because on the same time that I was away without you.
Yeah.
What
the hell's going on?
Got into a lift, right?
What are you doing? Gallivanting in trains and lifts without me?
Just
what do you think this is?
Out and about. Got into a lift.
Yeah.
And there was a man and woman got in front of us.
Right.
Oh my God, this wasn't when I was away. This was when I was in Dunelm before I went to get the bairn. Anyway, right. I nipped to Dunelm.
That's our life. Our life with children is so ridiculous and stressful with kids that you mistook a holiday time away from your family on a trip. You mistook that for being in Dunelm.
It's just such a lovely time. I only had like 30 minutes. So anyway, I was in Dunelm. I got in the lift and there was a man and woman in front of us. They must have been in their late 60s, early 70s.
All right.
Or maybe it's even, late 70s. So they're all like, they're grandparents.
Okay.
I always feel terrible saying old, but you know, it's older, right? Elderly.
Anyone getting in touch saying that late 70s isn't old.
Well, you know how people are like, you're not meant to say old person anymore and stuff. Anyway, so I had to go in the lift because I had a trolley.
Uh-huh.
And they had a trolley as well. And the bloke pressed the button and the lift came and when the doors opened, he went, open sesame. And his wife, I'm guessing it was his wife, his partner, just looked so fucked off.
He's been saying that for years. What a legend.
Every time the lift comes,
and he hates it.
And he just does it
still. He's never
back
down.
Yeah.
What a fucking man. What a man.
I didn't look at him. I didn't want to give him any encouragement because I actually was on her side.
You should have pissed yourself laughing.
I know, absolutely not.
Pissed yourself laughing. That would have been amazing.
I was on her side.
God, I bet it's fun living with him, innit?
Yeah.
He's cracking him like.
But
sesame. And it opened.
It reminded us of you because I think that's your humour.
Well.
If I laugh at one thing once,
mm-hmm.
you will carry that on. For eternity. And your dad's the same. Your dad, that's your dad's crack.
I think you'll find I don't repeat material. So
yes, you fucking do. Your dad, you are so bloody dad jokey in the house. It's disgusting.
Yeah, because I know it upsets you.
It does upset us a bit.
Yeah. I do. I'm grinding you down over time.
I just don't respond.
We are, fuck late 70s, we are a couple of years away from Open Sesame and public lifts.
I know we are. Yeah, we are. All the starting when...
In fact, next time we're in a lift, it's happening.
Great.
There we go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of being in shops, I went to the Metro Centre.
Oh, don't
yesterday.
Get me excited. Don't. Fizzing.
I went to the Metro Centre yesterday with our son, Robin.
Yeah.
Now, Metro Centre on a Sunday, for me. I don't go to the Metro Centre, for those of you who don't know, a big shopping centre. Think, if you're down south, think Blue Water or Westfield.
At one point, it was the biggest in Europe, I'll have you know.
I think the rest of them have been sticking garages and conservatories on the sides of theirs. And I think we've been edged out.
In the 90s, though, it was big.
I think when it was created, it was the biggest one. And yeah. I genuinely think we've mentioned this so much now that we feel like we like have shares in it and we're angry that it's not the biggest anymore. Anyway, shopping centre, indoor shopping centre. Sunday, I'm thinking, right, put my new trainers on, put a pair of jeans on, put a nice jumper on. Cap, obviously, because I just live in a cap when I'm not on the telly these days. I was the most dressed person in the Metro Centre by a country fucking mile.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know what's happened, but at the risk of sounding like a fucking old man, everyone just wears gym gear. It's right. All everyone wears all the time.
Yeah.
Everywhere, ever. Mm-hmm. Now, every single person I see is wearing shorts, trainers, gym socks pulled up sort of halfway up the shin and a t-shirt.
Right.
And the lasses they're with are just wearing leggings and a gym top. Mm-hmm. And they're out for dinner.
So is this upsetting your granddad?
I felt like I was in a fucking tuxedo. I was embarrassed.
No.
I felt like I was dressed to go to court. Like every single person.
In your court suit.
It was like everywhere. I went to Five Guys. Mm-hmm. But everywhere was just young people in shorts. And I went to JD Sports. Mm. I couldn't fucking tell who worked there. Because everyone was dressed in black.
All right,
gym
calm
gear.
Yourself down.
I was furious. Calm down. I'm wagging my finger at the sky.
I think you are getting old. But no, it's a fashion. It's the fashion. I don't mind it.
How can I'm going to the gym be the fashion?
Well, was it nicely dressed up gym gear, or was it, you know what really upsets me? We've talked about this before. Was it grown man in grey tracksuit pants where you can see the outline of your cock? And as well, you can see where your grubby little fingers have been touching said cock. That's upsetting.
No.
How awful is that?
It was a much more, it was a much younger version of that. I'm talking about all of the lads I'm talking about and lasses I'm talking about must have been 19-ish, 19,
it's just
20,
the fashion, babe.
But really short shorts and socks, like Nike socks pulled up halfway up and then like Nike Air Maxes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then T-shirt.
Yeah.
Under Armour T-shirt.
Chris, I don't know what to say to you because what, I don't know what you want to
one
do
girl,
about this.
One girl walked out of a shop, yeah. Right? Leggings, bra.
Yeah.
It looked like just a bra.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one going, she's got a bra on. This is just, was she trying something on in there and she forgot to bring her top out? Because that is, it was just a bra.
It's all gone a bit mad, hasn't it?
I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I know. It's, Rosie, the world's changing.
I'm scared and I'm cold. I'm scared and I'm cold, but I'm also too warm and I'm confused and I don't know how to get home and I don't know if I'm going to know how to drive anymore and I don't know what an NFT is and I don't know what Bitcoin is.
What's an NFT?
Oh, we've done that before. And I feel like I'm getting old.
What's NFT?
It was them fucking non-fungible token things and now they're all worth fuck all.
Oh,
I remember when them files that everyone started buying where you couldn't, it was a file but you couldn't replicate it, but now they're all worth nothing.
Oh, God.
I was in the news the other day, Logan Paul bought one for like 4 million quid and it's worth like 60 quid or something.
Oh,
now. It's amazing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Idiot. But I feel like I'm being left behind.
I know. I don't want to be too judgy because at the end of the day, I wore some shocking stuff when I was a kid, but it's all gone a bit mad, hasn't it? But that's just, it's the fashion of the moment.
But then I also feel like if I went to the Metro Centre in my gym gear, everyone would be like, why are you here? You should be at the gym. You're clearly in gym gear. But they don't see it as gym gear. They see it as like, oh,
I don't think I don't know what you mean.
You're so confused.
You're 37 now. Just dress how you want to dress.
But I was so overdressed. I had jeans on.
You're not overdressed, man.
Everyone
ridiculous.
Else looked like they were bloody going to play fucking squash.
Well, I don't know. Go somewhere nicer.
Okay.
Do you want us to tell you? York's quite
tell
nice.
Just tell us that it's all going to be all right.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. The fashion does go around. We talk about this all the time because the amount of kids wearing stuff that I wore when I was a kid is mad now. Like, I wish I'd kept loads of my clothes. It's crazy. Could have sold them all.
Oh, and where are they? You just give them away.
What, me clothes?
Yeah.
I just charity them years ago.
Fucking hell, man. Your sister needs less stuff to sell on Vinted as it goes.
Oh, she's obsessed.
Jesus.
I mean, now, I showed you some pictures. Me mum and my sister, right?
This is amazing.
So, me mum and my sister are obsessed with Vinted to the point where my sister just actually doesn't spend any money. She sells stuff, keeps the money that she's made and just buys more stuff. So, I'm like, well, it's clever in a way, but it's mad, right? So, They have, for a good few months now, been sending each other just pictures of people with their clothes on, selling stuff on Vinted.
Yeah.
And then they showed me a few. It was one of like a woman's foot, and it was the most horrendous foot I've ever seen, selling a pair of sandals. And when you're like, I can't look at the colour of the sandals because of your foot that's in the sandals. So they've been doing that for a long time. And I was like, I
there
want
must
in
be
on this
Facebook
action.
Group or something that puts dodgy photos. So if you're listening to this thinking, what they're talking about, basically mean like, can you remember when it went viral, people selling, taking photos of mirrors and selling mirrors?
Oh, with the gash out
people,
and that.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that, innit? It's people wearing, modelling what they're going to. To be fair, you go on ASOS or you go on wherever and the models are wearing the clothes, they deserve a pay rise because they make clothes look good. The photos you sent me, holy fucking, leave it on the fucking hanger and take a photo of it on the hanger for the love of God. For the love of God.
So bad. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's homework time. Hey, dear listener, got some homework for you. I'm really sorry, but we've been nominated for another award. First World Problems.
Oh.
TV so Choice
no,
Awards.
I'm sorry, right? Yeah. I had no idea where you were going
Keep
with
up with my career. TV Choice Awards, the Chris and Rosie Ramsey Show has been nominated. It's that long list, short list bullshit again. Genuinely believe that these people do it just to get clicks on their website. But guess what? We're going to fucking bow down to it as well.
It takes 2 seconds. I know I say this all the time, and usually I'm joking because I mean it. I'm giving you full... You just don't have to because they've done so much.
Look,
do you know what I would rather that they do?
What?
That you guys do?
What?
If you haven't got a tour ticket yet?
Ah, yes.
Please go buy a tour ticket because if not, if the tour doesn't fully sell out, Chris and I will have to do Good Morning Britain or something.
Doesn't want to do any promo for the show.
I just don't. I've got nothing to wear and I hate getting my hair and makeup done.
Do you know when you see people on Lorraine or something like that and they pop up on everything just before something's on sale for a tour. Rosie doesn't want to do any of that stuff.
No,
and
I
to be fair, I don't really want to do any of it either.
You
want to
do it less than I want to do it. So
just get the tickets on the
Come
website.
On, please.
Extra tickets have been released for Newcastle as well, by the way, the final Newcastle Arena, very last few, and Wembley as well.
Well,
some extra tickets
listen,
been released for them.
We're going to have to talk to somebody because the amount of people messaging me for tickets for Newcastle is...
Well,
mental
get on
people
there
we
now.
Know
get
no
on
people
there
we know
now
and now I'm probably gonna have to give them for free, so I've got a lot of favors too.
That's not happening. You for every free ticket you're gonna have to go and do Lorraine.
What?
The show. Let's be on the show. TV Choice Awards, Google TV Choice Awards.
Actually,
the only problem is we're in a category with Taskmaster again, so they'll probably win. But it'd be nice to be shortlisted. So they will bloody go. Thank you in advance. Least you can do, because you get this for free. Yeah. Greedy little twats. I'm joking. Thank you. Sorry.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's your beef,
eh? What is your beef? I've got a beef with our youngest son.
Yeah?
I think he's a psychopath.
Our youngest son?
Yeah, Rafe.
Why?
Took him to Minchella's yesterday. Ice cream parlour in South Shields. We were waiting in the queue for a while and there was this elderly lady who was loving him, absolutely loving him, right? I think it goes full circle, you know. I think at our age right now, I can't bear kids.
Right.
I'm like, get kids out of my face, right?
Yeah.
But before I had kids, I loved kids. And now I'm like, no. And then I think when you get older, you love them again because you haven't had them much.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I will be that woman when there's a kid in the queue going, hello, blah, blah, blah. And so she was giving Rafe a bit of attention. He was pretending to be shy and all that stuff, right? And so I haven't told you this yet. I told Robin this last night in the bath and he couldn't believe it. So I picked him up and I was like, you're not shy, blah, blah, blah. And then I went, tell her your name, tell the lady your name. So she's sitting looking up at him, right? And he literally, because you know he's been doing this for ages, right?
Right.
He started swallowing and I went, oh, don't.
Shut up, man.
He started swallowing and he looked her dead in the face. And he just burped.
That's my boy!
Whilst keeping direct eye contact. Made himself burp. And I was in our face.
Oh, legend.
I was mortified. And I literally, you know, when you're like, oh, pardon you, goodness me. Thinking, oh, I hope she doesn't realise that he's forced that burp instead of saying his name.
God,
what a nutter. I had to keep it for you.
Oh God! Oh, I'm so proud.
He's been.
I could cry.
He learned how to make himself burp a few months ago, and he's been doing it Loads.
So me and him were doing it to each other the other day.
Oh, brilliant.
But I had to stop because he was making that many gurgle noises. I was like, he's going to be sick in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm very good at making myself burp. I've been able to do it for years. Oh, and he's caught on earlier than me. He's going to be, when he's my age, he's going to be an amazing burper.
But it was just the way that he maintained eye contact the whole time. I was like,
what's my name, eh? I'll tell you my name. I'll tell you my fucking name. Look in there. Look in these eyes.
It was horrible.
Fantastic. What did the lady do?
She went, oh, pardon you. Oh,
did he say his name in the end?
No, did he shite? wouldn't tell her his name? Psychopath.
Hey, good kid. Stranger danger. Good kid.
True. Right.
What's your beef then? You said before we started that you've got loads of beef for me.
I do. I've got a lot, but I'm just picking one that happened today. Okay. You keep spending the draw money.
Right.
The draw money that is, so we've got in the kitchen where all the bloody keys are and shit for all of the stuff.
Yeah.
There's always a little overspill of cash for window cleaners.
Yeah.
You know, school bloody charity days when you need a couple of quid. Yeah. I never get loads in there, but like, don't rob me. There's just like a few quid in there all the time. You keep spending it on shit to the point, actually. So I'm doing a little show this weekend at Shields with me G&S crew. Big up, big love. Whoop.
Stop that.
I got tickets for me nana and that and our mates. Mm-hmm. So I had 70 quid in an envelope and I put it in there thinking, that'll do. That'll come in handy for things that we need for the children and all this kind of stuff. When the window cleaners came the day and you were like proper growling at us, have you got any money, got any cash in your purse, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I was like, oh, there's £70 in that envelope.
Not
in there.
Anymore, there's not. There.
And what did you spend it on?
Went out on the piss with the lads, didn't I?
Stop spending the draw money on nights out.
Stop money places.
Why are you taking cash? I'm supposed to go on
nights out. But sometimes...
That was my £70. That was my money.
That was our money.
No, that was my money.
Wow.
That money that I paid for them tickets came out of my bank account.
Wow.
Ramsey.
Wow. Wow. No,
I'm not paying for your night out.
Well, no. Sometimes I like to... you know, sometimes...
70 quid.
Well, yeah.
You didn't go further than the doors. Where you been? Eh?
There was a charity thing happening in one of the bars, so... I bought it's like a blind card thing where you had to pick a location and then it gets raffled out.
Are you bullshitting?
No. There was like a raffle thing. It was like 20 quid, right? In one of the pubs, she was doing the thing for a charity. So it was like 20 quid and you pick the location and then it gets sort of raffled out, whatever the location is, and then you win two tickets to the Costa del Sol next year. And I put the 20 quid in for me and my two mates. So I give 60 quid to that charity thing. Plus mine's going to be a rollover.
60 quid?
Yeah, plus for charity. Plus mine's going to be a rollover because if they read that out and they're going, the winner is local comedian Chris Ramsey wins the free holiday. I went and just put it back in and spin it again.
You can, excuse me, if you're listening, Charity Lady, I did not, that's my 20 quid. That's my, if.
No.
Where was it?
At the Hop House at Horton.
Right. Horton Hop House. If he wins that, that's mine. Right?
No!
That's my money?
It's charity. It's for the thing that they do at Christmas for the kids.
And I'm buzzing about that. That's amazing.
You don't sound buzzing. You sound
but
fucking
But don't be
evil.
Using my bloody evil. Money out of my bank account.
Our.
Giving it
our,
to bloody... Giving my money to charity?
Our money. Unbelievable, this, like.
I want it back.
You're not having it back.
That's horrendous.
You're not having it back. Don't ask the windows cleaners for it. Listen, I've got beef for you.
I don't know how you do.
Stop ruining stuff that I like. I'm sick of it.
Like what? Oh,
Tortilla wraps.
Oh, right, yeah.
Tortilla wraps.
Yeah.
Straight away. Oh. Whenever I'm eating something or I'm about to eat something or I want to buy or talk about some food, you hit me with the words, do you know what I read the other day? And I'm like, great. So this is about a shit all over whatever I like.
Do you know what's really upsetting?
What?
Oh, I'm turning into my mother.
You are? You're turning into your mum.
I'm really turning
honestly,
into your mum.
The other day, a chicken wrap, love a chicken wrap, my favourite thing. And tortilla, sometimes we'll have tortilla pizzas, don't we? So you're not having a really big, thick pizza base. If you're trying to watch what you're doing, be a bit clever over here. You get tortilla, get it toasted, put a bit pizza tomato sauce, on, put a bit cheese, like a little flat sort of tostada pizza thing.
Yeah. You know what I read the other day? All tortillas are just all emulsifiers and fats and acids and that.
I would stop reading stuff.
And I'm not going to stop eating them.
Right, well, don't tell us then.
Okay.
What was the other thing? You were going to tell us another thing about you read the other day about food, and I actually cut you off because I was that upset.
I don't know.
Right,
but
stop
no,
doing
okay.
it.
But no, okay, well, I love tortilla. I don't even know if it's true. It was on the telly.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Makes us think it might be true if it was on the telly.
No, we love tortillas.
Just
Arriba!
someone's going to tell us something bad about protein bars soon and I'm going to die. I'm literally going to die.
But you need to stop giving protein bars to Robin.
I don't give
He's
them anymore.
Them into school.
You give them? Take them to school like a little bodybuilder, a little steroid.
He's take them into school and share them with his friends. And I'm like, I don't know if they're allowed to have protein. No, kids. We did Google it. Kids are allowed protein bars, but you know, some
it's a
of
bit
them,
much in
it. It's a bit intense. The, yeah. It's too much.
Everyone else has got a Kit Kat. He's got a fucking grenade bomb.
You're a game, isn't
Miss, is it press up time yet? Do you mean morning break? Press up time. So I go and do me press ups.
Why are we like this?
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public. Public. Stop. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send us everything you already do because it's bloody great and we love it and it wouldn't be as good as it is without you, so thank you.
Oh, and just quickly, I'm currently going through the emails for the tour.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know already, if you weren't in the last tour, we have different questions from the public
so
every single night.
So excited for the
no
tour.
No pressure. Chris has absolutely nothing to do with
it's
them.
So like, it's my favourite part of any job that I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And I recently did a job where I did a fuckload of actual stunts with stunt.
Is it nice just
team.
Turning up for the tour and not having to have had to do
well,
any
Well, no, because some
prep.
Of the stuff... No, don't. Because some right, of the, you
enough,
know,
yeah,
we're planning
no,
things
yeah.
and we've got some prep. Yeah. But that second section of the night... Where you literally, so it's like this part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite part of the podcast because you're about to read as people's dilemmas, people's tales mm-hmm. of war, people's filth, and I get to judge it and laugh and enjoy myself. But on the tour, I get to judge it and laugh and enjoy myself in front of a crowd, mm-hmm. which is where I love being the most,
yeah.
and with a glass of wine in me.
I know.
Fucking best nights ever.
And it's totally unscripted.
Yeah,
other than me, I've read them, but yeah.
I don't know how many people knew that, but if you came and saw us on the tour last time and you watched Rosie read me stories, we had a spinner wheel on the stage and she read the stories, those stories and emails from the public were different every single night.
Yeah.
And they would be different every single night on this tour as well. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so fun.
And the audience beefs. We get beefs from the audience and we have no idea.
Send them in as well, by the way.
Well,
we're
going to
be sending
a survey
out. Yeah, we're going to send a survey out soon for that. Keep an eye on that if you're coming to any of the venues.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, look, crack on with the content.
All right, okay, sorry. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hope you and the Bambinos are doing well. Mm-hmm. We are. We're keeping it together. Hanging on by a thread, some would say.
Well, I mean, I personally thought it was better than that. But okay.
Do you know what's really sad? Normally, people are like, hanging on, it's nearly half term. That's actually filling me with dread.
Yeah.
We're not them kind of parents.
When people say, have a good weekend, I'm like, no, it's not going to be good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be two. There's going to be two kids in my house all day, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you might appreciate the trouble I found myself in recently due to your bloody podcast.
Oh, shit.
Please keep me anonymous because I could get sacked.
Shag Mode Annoyed does not accept any legal liability for any trouble you may have found yourself in recently or not recently.
Did you do that off the top of your head? That was really good.
That was good.
Well done.
People are going to think you put that in afterwards, but that, no, I just did that there. Did that. Well done. Quick drink of water.
Okay. It's so unnecessary.
Oh, did you not? Oh, no, I read that sipping like that's better.
Is it?
No. God. Oh, you, if you're not making the most noise while sipping water, then you're going to die 10 years earlier than everyone else. Do these 15 things every morning while sipping water to live 5 years longer than everyone else. Do you sit down to shit? Then you're going to die when you're 43. Do these 19 things while standing up and shitting to live until you're 110.
Oh, I'm a bit hot.
Are you showering with hot water? Then you're going to die when you're 7 years old.
Chris has been on the internet too long.
Ah, just fucking every day. Again, I've said it before. It's fucking everyone's got 15 things you need to do a day. Yeah, man. What, you get up, you do your list of shit, and it's time to get back into bed, you sad fuckers. Shut up, man. Everyone's a life coach. Anyway, carry on. I'm getting annoyed.
I work as an executive assistant for a CEO, and as part of my duties, I attend meetings on his behalf. One of which is a meeting with the head of production. Between the fortnightly meetings, if the CEO has any questions for or about production, he will send me an email with the subject of Q's for P. And every time I receive one, I say Q's for the pews and the pews and the pews, 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 at a variety of volumes.
Fantastic.
Anyway, to the point. I was recently in the meeting by phone, and the head of production had transferred me over to one of our suppliers. Uh-huh. I knew the CEO had sent me a question for this particular supplier, so I searched for Q's for P in my inbox. And whilst doing so, I found myself sort of shouting, Q's from the pews, 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 pews. I instantly slapped myself back into business mode and apologised, but the line had gone dead. I tried to call him back, but it went straight to voicemail. I left a very polite voicemail and then moved on with my day. Right. As it was Friday, I quickly forgot about my moment of twattiness and swanned out of the office for the weekend. On Monday morning, I returned to the office to find the head of HR sat at my desk with a very serious look upon her face. Now, I love a bit of office gossip, so I'm not going to lie. I got a little excited as I asked her, what's going on now? I love office gossip. But the serious HR look remained, and she asked me to accompany her to the CEO's office.
Hell?
Shit. Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Shit. Fuck.
All right, man. Friggin' hell.
Fuck. A little confused, I followed through to the office to be greeted by the CEO, head of production, and one other member of the HR team who was armed with a laptop.
Okay. Fuck. Good grief. Shit. The hell's this? Fucking hit squad. Shit. Fuck. Stop it.
I'm ramping up the atmosphere. All right. The head of HR took her place around the table and the CEO asked me to sit down. After some back and forth, the reason for this meeting became abundantly clear. The head of production had received a complaint from an anonymous source that I had shouted, pubes, pubes, pubes. down the phone at one of our suppliers.
An anonymous tip-off. Yeah, yeah. It's the best bit.
Yeah, so anonymous.
Oh, God.
At first, I was baffled and said so at the panel. Then I had to sit there whilst HR team member with the laptop played the recording of my so-called pube shouting to the room at large. They must record all the stuff. As soon as the recording began, I knew what I had said and pissed myself laughing. Probably not the best reaction. But I explained I was shouting pews and not pubes and all about this podcast I listened to called Shagmar Annoyed. But the more I spoke, the angrier the CEO seemed to get. I even offered to get my phone out and play them a snippet of Smash so they could hear for themselves.
Oh my God.
Unsurprisingly, this was met with a resounding no. I even explained
all right.
about
all
how
right,
this...
guys. Jesus.
Yeah, sorry. Shag married what?
CEO, eh?
I even explained about how the subject heading of Q's for P is similar to questions from the public, but my defence fell on deaf ear.
Brilliant.
Also, it really fucked me off that they tried to claim an anonymous source of complaint when there was only two of us on the call.
Yeah, that's the funniest bit.
So my defence may have been sort of yelled at them.
An anonymous source.
And as well, it says, it was bloody clear I was shouting pews and not pubes, and they all knew it.
Wow.
Anyway, I ended up with a final written warning for irreparable damage to the company reputation.
No way.
And the CEO now subjects his emails as questions for production, capitals and all.
Wow.
Now I'm having to be very careful at work, which is driving me mad. So if
Get
you
him
ever
on the
need
phone.
A PA, let me know.
I'll ring him. I'll ring the CEO. What a stuck-up prick.
What do you think the company is?
Oh, sounds like the sell lies and shatter dreams to me. It'll be something really wrong. That's the thing, though. If I was on a call and someone said pubes, if I thought someone had just shouted pubes down the phone to us, I wouldn't hang up the phone. I'd go, "Sorry, did you just shout pubes?" Like, what?
That's why you have this job.
Yeah,
because you would go, "You just say pubes." Yeah. But most people who aren't in this kind of job are in very serious jobs who don't have a personality,
right,
or a sense of humor,
right,
clearly. And as well, you don't know what's going on in their time. You don't know what's going on in that day.
Maybe they haven't hit puberty yet.
Maybe.
Like triggered. Maybe they're sitting there with a bald penis.
Maybe they're at the time of life when they...
Why have I not got pubes yet?
Pubes do fall out, you know, when you get older.
Oh, gee. What?
Yes. You lose your pubes.
Pubes fall out?
Yeah. When you get older.
No, I thought they just went grey.
No, I can't wait, mate. Either fall out. How? Oh, God.
Are you about to Google, do pubes fall out?
Do you lose LOSE, not loose, is it? Your pubes when you get older.
Do you lose your pubes when you get older?
There's your book.
There's your book title.
As we age, some pubic hair thinning or loss is normal. Yeah. Can't wait.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Mm-hmm. So isn't it, it goes full circle, doesn't it? Because there's me getting my first pubes at Holy Island, buzzing, counting the little fuckers, and then young, thinking, oh, when they're going to all come in, and now, hate them. When I'm older, they'll all go, and I'll go, me pubes.
Yeah.
Me dry vag, got near pubes. That's going to happen as well.
Jesus.
Vaginal dryness.
Right, well, I mean, God, this is, imagine the person on the call heard this.
I know, imagine. God. Just,
anonymous source, she shouted vaginal dryness and Holy Island down the phone to someone. Anonymous source, anonymous tip off. Get that CEO on the phone, I'll have a word with them. What a... So they can't see the funny side of that.
Well,
oh, change
right,
jobs.
Okay, in their defence, that could have been a massive deal. That deal could have cost millions and millions of pounds.
Right.
And you don't want somebody shouting
We're going to back out anyway. I don't think there's any deal I would be about to do in my professional career that could be ruined at the 11th hour by someone saying pubes to someone else. But maybe it's because I'm in a different industry.
I think that's what it is, Chris.
Back in the real world when I worked with people, even in part-time jobs, there were some absolute fucking knobs, to be fair.
Yeah, you can't be shouting pubes down the phone. Especially pubes. Yeah. Wasn't just once. Three times.
Almost like an echo.
Lady.
You're shouting pubes as you were falling down a well.
Exactly.
Pubes.
But I love your dedication to the podcast, so thank you.
Yeah.
We love you. Even if your boss hates you.
We love you. And you know what? Enjoy being unemployed. It's great, man. You have more time to listen to us.
We've got an
extra one as well on Acast Plus. You can subscribe to that as well. Every fortnight you'll get an extra one.
Got to pay for that, though. If they are jobless.
If you lose your job. Yeah, fair enough. It's only a couple of quid, though, isn't
it? Tighten the belt. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Still loving the podcast.
All right. Don't be surprised.
Shock.
Why are we getting... Why is this...
Dragging it out.
Why is every question a fucking diss? CEO. Offered to play for the CEO. He fucking vomited in my face at the thought of it. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm still enjoying this. Didn't think I would be. Fucking hell. All right, man. What's this? It's time for put Chris and Rosie in their place. Please.
No, it's time for put you back where you belong.
Yeah.
Right.
Down a peg or two.
Thank you for making me gag last week at this childbirth phlegm and nurse's mouth story whilst I was driving to work.
I can't remember that.
This is from a while back.
Can't remember.
Can it wait to see you in Cardiff in November for my 30th?
Yay!
I've been to Cardiff for a long time, looking forward
Both
to it.
Both Cardiff shows are completely sold out as well.
Are they?
Yeah, from what I remember. Oh, fucking hell, hold on, let us check.
Cardiff is Wales, isn't it? Yes. Don't fucking look at this like I'm stupid. I'm just triple checking because I will do my Welsh accent. But it is Wales. Is it the capital of Wales? Has Wales got a capital?
Save it all for the night in Cardiff.
Okay.
Oh, the booing's going to be so loud.
Oh, no, don't. I love Welsh people.
Yeah?
They say tough. I can speak Welsh. I'll do me Welsh.
Save it for the night.
All right. I thought I would... Oh, can you guess that I'd... So sometimes I just put a word in the search bar of the emails. Because this is from years ago. I put gossip in today.
Right.
So just... If you hear gossip, you'll know that it's... Yeah. I got all of these stories because I typed gossip into the search bar.
Okay.
See, there's a lot goes on behind the scenes that you don't
even
know
about.
You
typed one word. You typed one word into a search bar. What do you mean? And why gossip?
I don't know. Because I just like gossip.
Every time I came into that office today, you had home furnishings and sofas on your Safari. And twice you were on the phone to your sister. So there's nothing goes on. You just, honestly, shut up and read it out, will you? This is painful. Type gossip, just if you hear the word gossip, it's because I type it. Do you think it's going to be like when you watch a film and you hear the name of the when they say the name of the film?
I love that.
Yeah. We're watching Designated Survivor at the minute, and in one episode they said Designated Survivor three times, and I was like, all right, man.
Because you are the Designated Survivor. I am. We got the wrong Designated Survivor.
Oh, is that what it's called, is it? Is that what the show's called? Fucking hell, lads.
Enjoying it so far. Don't let me know if it gets shit.
Yeah. It's actually good. It's really good. Kiefer Sutherland, man. Legend.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. I thought I would email in with my office gossip.
Oh. Oh.
Gossip.
Oh.
As I work in South Wales for quite a big civil service company, so please keep me anonymous.
Right, she works in Swansea for the DVLA. Done. Because it's the only thing in Swansea.
Is it?
Yeah. You're not seeing when you send something to DVLA, you just write DVLA Swansea. Two things in Swansea. There's a university and there's the DVLA. And I imagine the university doors open into the DVLA and you just leave the university and go straight into the DVLA. I work in South Wales for quite a large civil service company. Yep. Cracked your code, Sherlock. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's literally like saying I work near Big Ben in a building that I won't name, but every 5th of November, we celebrate that it didn't get blown up by a certain guy. You were the House of Parliament.
Yeah. Oh, see, I mean, I would never have worked that out. So well done, you. Over the years, our office has had lots of phantoms.
Sorry?
Phantoms.
Sorry?
Like phantom things.
Never heard, apart from like phantom pain, like you, phantom.
What about the Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, well, yeah, but what? Come on.
You never see them, but they're there.
Read on. You know how I feel about all this.
The Phantom of the Opera is there inside my mind.
You know how I feel about these things. Well, come on.
It's not a ghost thing.
What is it then?
Well, fucking just listen, would you? Oh. Belt up.
What the fuck's a phantom then?
The phantom sandwich poker.
Oh, here we go. We're back in
there. Yeah, someone who kept poking their fingers into people's cellophane wrapped sandwiches in the communal fridges. Don't some people have so much trauma in their life? Why would you do that?
Sorry. Never have I been so... Honestly, I thought you were talking about ghosts. And I thought it was the phantom sandwich poker.
Yeah.
So someone just opens the fridge.
Someone just goes around poking everyone's sandwiches.
Fucking great.
Some people are so damaged, don't you think?
Oh, it's great though, isn't it?
It gives us a lot of laughs, but imagine how fucked off you'd be if I made a sandwich.
You'd eat round it.
Would you? You wouldn't eat it at all. Someone poked your sandwich.
It hasn't gone through the cellophane though, has it? The point is they just made a dint in the sandwich. It's very much fuck you.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. So it hasn't gone in the sandwich.
It's great
enough.
Though.
Oh,
read it again, the phantom sandwich poker.
The phantom sandwich poker, in brackets, someone who kept poking their fingers into people's cellophane wrapped sandwiches in the communal fridges.
B. Oh my God, I'm so glad I don't have to go to an office and keep me food. Nah, I couldn't have it. Every time we go to Avalon to do anything and I open a fridge and there's something fucking... There was a sweet potato there once with a post-it note on with someone's name on in the fridge. I was like, who's nicking your sweet potato? Who's doing that? Like, fucking hell, how many times has someone... Who opens a fridge and goes, oh, sweet potato, I'll have that.
Was it wrapped up?
Yeah, no, it was just on a plate and I had a post-it note on.
Was it raw or was it cooked?
No, because the same person later on having the sweet... They had a baked sweet potato for lunch, so they just did it in the microwave, a sweet potato.
But they hadn't heated it up?
No, it was like a raw sweet potato.
Raw potato with a post-it note on.
With the person's name
Why
on.
Why someone...
It was madness.
That's awful.
But the fact that you've got to put a post... The fact that someone just opens it and goes, oh, is it... Someone get the sweet potatoes in for the lads, did they? Like, you're going for a bit of milk. You're going for a bit of milk to put in your coffee. And you come up with a fucking free sweet potato. Animal. Unbelievable. Oh, wait, what's the other phantoms?
So the B is the phantom shitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've all had a phantom shitter.
In brackets. Who kept shitting on the toilet seat in the women's.
That's even... That's bad.
We think this was a protest at being put on the phones in the call centre. That's a couple of them. However, this story remains to be my favourite gossip.
Oh, God. Yeah, gossip. Well done. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at us whenever someone says gossip. Pathetic, this
bathroom. Designated survivor.
So this is from the men's bathroom, right?
Right.
Maybe you could make this a Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries. Mysteries.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm in the mood.
One of the male workers in my team went into the toilet cubicle for an afternoon sit down. In brackets, taking the bowl to the corner, we call it. That's awful. And when he looked down the bowl and found mysteries.
Looked down the bowl.
What's he found in the toilet bowl?
So he's looked into the toilet. He's
looked into the toilet
something.
Bowl and he's found something. What's he found?
It's wide open, this, isn't it?
Come on. It's the DV Alien Swansea.
It's definitely the DV Alien Swansea.
What's he found?
What's he found? Is it some? Give us a clue. Is it something to do with work?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, what must... I don't know.
What do you think it is?
Fucking Action Man doll. I don't know.
It's
not
an Action Man doll. Am I close? No, you're miles away.
Right. Is it some kind of food?
I'm not... I don't want to... I'll just tell you the answer Jesus. Now.
Well, look, we've got to play along at home. Okay.
Right, it might be some sort of food.
Okay. Everyone place your guesses now. I'm going with spaghetti.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Spaghetti bolognese or just some spaghetti?
Some pasta.
Yeah. Okay. I can tell you right now, you're wrong.
Brilliant.
Sat in the water was a full pork chop. Bone on and cooked.
Someone doesn't chew their food. Someone fucking deep throated that the night before, then just passed it straight out like a baby swallowing a pound coin.
This was confirmed by a number of male staff running to have a look as it sounded too ridiculous to be true. This happened a few years ago, but it remains a hot talking point and a story that we cannot wait to share with new staff. Oh, there was a question at the end.
No, sorry. That's it.
That's it.
So that's the story. I'd have to leave. Hey, you're at ease. Oh, what's it like on here then? Hey, gossip. Well, once someone put a full pork chop in the toilet, bone on. Right?
Lost Why? A full day of work.
Why? Don't know. And what happened? Don't know. And who put it there? Don't know. Where's my desk? What's the Wi-Fi? Fucking
hell. Here's my P45.
Jesus.
Is that where DVL is? Is that when you send your old passports? Do they do all the fine? What is the DVL? The driving license plate?
You don't send your passports. It's a driving license.
Oh, I meant to say a driving... Did I say a passport?
You said passports, yes. Shit, that's Durham.
Shit the bed.
That's up near where you are. That's Durham, us. Isn't it? Yeah. I think, and not for the whole country, but I know if you
that's just
desperately
our
need
passport
it, yeah, if
office,
you desperately need a passport, you go to Durham. Yeah. Okay.
So that's where all the driving licenses are made and come
DVL
from.
DVL Swansea is specifically for like when you're taxing, I think. Is it taxing? I'm not sure. It's definitely for the driving license where they do all the driving licenses. Yes. You send one back. If you chop your driving license up, you send it to DVL Swansea. And
done
I know that if you've got like a surplus in your house of pork chops, you send them there as well. And they just put them in the magic
Why
pork
Why do you
chop
think
toilet.
There was a pork chop in there?
Well, because people
I've got a theory.
Fucking nutters.
I've
right?
got a theory.
Go on then.
I think... some guy has been chatting to somebody, fancies them.
Yeah,
I think he's had a pork chop for his dinner, sat down next to lunch with the person the fancies, realised they're vegan, full vegan, and he's gone, oh, this isn't even mine.
Pocketed it,
and he's
got rid of
put
it.
In his pocket, and he's put it down the toilet.
Right. In that scenario, you think that him eating a pork
so
chop...
So embarrassed about it.
Right, so he's more embarrassed, so embarrassed about eating a pork chop in front of a vegan he fancies, he picks it up with his hand and puts it in his pocket. He goes, this isn't mine, picks it up with his hand and puts it in the pocket of his trousers.
I think I've watched too many American teen movies. That's the problem.
Did you watch American Pie last night?
I think maybe.
Maybe someone was fucking it in the toilet. Maybe someone was having a wank.
God.
Maybe someone was having a wank with a pork chop.
Oh, probably.
You never
Two
know.
Two pork chops around each other.
Oh, yeah. And one, that was it. So he's holding the pork chops like a sandwich and
Jesus
putting his dick
Christ.
In between the two pork chops and going for it and one of the pork chops falls in the toilet.
Do you know what that's called?
What?
Piggin'.
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 Expensive little habit, that, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Bloody pork chop, bone on every time.
I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago I bought some pork chops and just had them for myself for dinner, do you remember? They were lovely.
Okay.
Just It was a very random luncheon. I know that you're funny with bones and fat, and that's why I didn't offer you any.
Pork's all right. You know where you stand with it. The bones.
Pork's my favourite meat.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Okay, bye.
That was intense.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
The other day, I met my friend for a coffee and a gossip.
Oh, great. Fucking hell. She looks at us every time. Well done.
If we could be asked to record the podcast, we'd clip these bits up to put online.
Yeah.
Of all these bits.
Yeah.
Case of all, we cannot be asked.
We can't video this.
Chris, look. Look at this.
Yes.
Look. Woo!
She's just flashed her boobs.
Yeah. La, 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 la. My nipple is literally touching the mic right
window,
now.
Window cleaners are still here, by the way. They're not, they've gone. She did genuinely just put a nipple on the mic. Awful.
So if we filmed this, though, we couldn't do that. So there you go. Yep. Right. The other mate, I met my friend for a gossip. Getting onto the topic of love interests, etc.
Mm-hmm.
She had been talking to this guy and slept together a couple of times. Then she said one evening he just sent her a video. Brackets. And I saw the video with my own eyes and the images burned into them.
Oh, God.
So he sent her a video.
Oh, no.
Oh, do you want to guess what he's doing? Or should I just tell you?
Is he fucking two pork chops?
He's not.
Right, okay.
He's not fucking two pork chops, sadly. He's not pigging.
He's not pigging.
Not that night.
Is he... I don't know. Come on. A video. Is it sexual?
Yes.
Supposed to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Is he masturbating?
No.
No. Is he just flicking his knob about?
Don't know.
Is he just spinning it around?
Helicoptering.
Yeah. Is he doing the goat? Is he sticking it in between his legs and putting his balls in his out the back end and going, ooh, I'm a lady, and filming the back end?
Is that what that's called?
Some people call it the goat. Some people call it the fruit bowl because of what it's presented at the back.
Dead quick question.
Yeah.
What does goat mean in cool, like in cool kid language?
Oh, wow. Do you not know this?
No.
Wow. So yeah, I think I've been told,
I think I forgot. What is it?
It's the letters goat, greatest of all time.
Right, okay.
So if someone's the goat.
They're the greatest of all time. Right.
Yeah. People use the goat emoji.
Yes, I'm glad I know. No, he was sent her a video of him sucking himself off.
You are joking.
Literally, camera down by his knee, so all you can see is a giant cock being slurped like a slushy. With the caption, think I need a hand with this. I don't think he does.
I'm in shock.
Yeah.
Think,
and like, what? I don't, one, well, she said here, I do not care if you are the most drop-dead gorgeous person in the world. It's ick, she's dry as sandpaper. On a side note, surely I'm not the only person who actually thought this wasn't possible. Every day
I've
is a
school
day.
I've got so many questions and so many things to say at once that there's actually a traffic jam in my brain.
Right, okay, First one,
congratulations, sir. You can suck yourself off.
You've won the lottery.
You've achieved the dream that every man has tried.
Why do you want to suck yourself off?
Every teenage boy tries it. Right? Yeah. Some end up in hospital, some just hurt their back, right? I had a friend at school who claimed he could do it, but obviously I never saw it, but he claimed he could do it.
Okay.
Every teenage kid's tried it. As you grow older, you think, actually, that's fucking manky. Imagine actually doing that.
Could Prince do it?
No, that was a...
Was that a rumour?
Wasn't there a rumour? So it was Prince that got their bottom ribs removed so they could do
yes,
it.
Yes, right. Imagine,
genuinely don't think it's anything to do with your ribs.
Can we just say, though, imagine there's a school gossip, okay? There's a school rumour. Worldwide rumour that you can suck yourself off. You'd
be devastated.
That's mad, isn't it? That's horrible.
You'd be devastated.
That's horrible. So whenever I think Prince, all I think is, I heard that he could suck himself off.
One, rest in peace. Two,
sorry,
I doubt it was true. Can you imagine that, though?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Rain was it?
But can you imagine someone talking to like a massive star like Prince back in the day? Mm-hmm. Someone who, you know, interviewing them or whatever, going, oh, no, yeah, you can suck yourself off. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
I hear you. Where did you hear that?
I wonder if he knew the rumour.
Me nephew... speaking to his friend at school in Haunt and Comp, South Shields, says you can suck yourself. Is that not true? No. Who told you? Well, you've not got your ribs. It's got nothing to do with your ribs.
Worldwide.
Imagine that. But right, back to this guy.
Yes.
What, like...
Come on.
Why would you ever send... I think I need a hand with this.
Yeah. Like I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. So that's a video...
He's showing off.
When she breaks up with you... Maybe you send that video. I didn't need you anyway. Oh, look at it. Sarah, I didn't need you. I'll do it better myself. Look what you're missing.
Makes us feel physically sick.
That is... Why would you send that to someone?
I don't know.
That is madness.
Perverted.
How flexible are you as well? Good grief.
I think it's perverted. I think they're doing it just for like the air.
I think it's got to be a mixture of... massive knob and extremely flexible.
Yeah.
And really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Some things are supposed to be kept private, I think. enjoyed alone.
Rosie, when I was a teenager, if I realised I could have sucked myself up, we would never have met.
Seriously?
I would never have left the house. I'd still be in there now. No. Why does he still live with his mum and dad? Well, he hasn't left his room for 45 years.
That's gross. You can't even bend. You've got like slight scoliosis. You can't even bend backwards. Yeah, you wouldn't even get
Yeah, but I'm not going backwards. I'm going to go forwards.
You can't even bend your bloody nipple.
How dare you? It's just the top. See how far.
I
am not going to try to suck myself off on this podcast. Right, you just headbutted the table. That's hilarious.
If it was big enough, you probably could. You probably could.
Let's see if I could.
Oh, God. No. See? You cannot bend at all. You can't. No. It would have to be 3 foot long. It's horrendous.
And alas, it's only two. Damn it.
Oh, there you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you, Schmank You, for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Schmank You's awful, don't do that again. Thank you so much for listening, we bloody love you. Cheers for coming back, cheers for being part of this. And as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you get a second, vote for on the TV Choice Awards. There's literally 500 million shows on there. Good luck finding us. And the tour is on sale with extra tickets released for some venues. And we'll see you there. It's going to be really good fun.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Pigging.
Yeah, bye. Back in your ears next week. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.